This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched infrastructure projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees for Arunachal Pradesh from Itanagar, highlighting the state's growing role in energy and regional development. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "The land of Arunachal is not only the land of the rising sun, but also a cradle of patriotism."
बीते दशक में यहाँ टूरिस्ट की संख्या में दो गुनी वृद्धि हुई है, लेकिन अरुणाचल का सामर्थ्य नेचर और कल्चर से जुड़े टूरिज्म से भी कहीं ज्यादा है। आजकल दुनिया में कॉन्फ्रेंस और कंसर्ट टूरिज्म बहुत बढ़ रहा है, इसलिए तवांग में बनने जा रहा आधुनिक कन्वेंशन सेंटर अरुणाचल के टूरिज्म में एक नया आयाम जोड़ेगा।
Later in the day, the Prime Minister interacted with traders and entrepreneurs in Itanagar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they expressed their appreciation for the GST reforms and the launch of the GST Bachat Utsav. He said they also highlighted how these initiatives will benefit key sectors like fisheries, agriculture and other local enterprises. From Arunachal, Prime Minister Modi travelled to Tripura's Udaipur, where he inaugurated the developmental works of Mata Tripura Sundari Temple. The redevelopment was executed under the government's Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive, that is, Prashad Scheme. The Prime Minister offered prayers at the temple on the first day of Navratri. The temple is revered as one of the 51 Shakti Peeths. The government on the first day of Navratri today decided to provide 25 lakh new free PM Ujjwala connections to eligible households. Prime Minister Modi extended wishes to all women of the country joining the Ujjwala family from today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this step of the government will not only bring them new joy on this sacred festival, but will also strengthen the resolve for women's empowerment. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today has said that the next generation GST reforms, which came into effect from today, will speed up the economic growth of the country. Briefing media at party headquarters in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said the consumption will also grow further, leading to an increase of nearly 20 lakh crore rupees in the GDP. He said the people across the country are delighted as a significant portion of their income will now be saved as most of the daily used items have become cheaper. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today said that India will lead the world in the age of energy storage. Mr. Joshi said this while addressing a conference on energy storage driving the clean energy transition in New Delhi. Mr. Joshi informed that new technology like sodium ion battery is garnering significant interest in the market. The Ministry of Home Affairs today declared the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, KAPLANG, along with all its factions, wings and front organizations, as an unlawful association with immediate effect from the 28th of this month for a period of 5 years. In a gazette notification, the ministry said that the association is involved in activities which are prejudicial to the sovereignty and integrity of India. Pakistani Air Force has conducted airstrike in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, killing 30 people, including women and children. The airstrike were conducted around 2 a.m. when the Pakistani fighter jets JF-17 dropped 8 LS-6 bombs on the Matre Dara village located in the Tira Valley, leading to massacre. Reports indicate that the scene is one of the devastation, and with bodies strewn across homes and streets. International human rights organizations have called an investigation into these allegations, urging protection of civilians and accountability for any violations. Pakistani military and government are silent on this incident. The 30th edition of Busan International Film Festival 2025 is being held in Busan, South Korea. In a social media post, National Film Development Corporation of India has informed that the Waves Bazaar Bharat Pavilion at the Asian Contents and Film Market is working as a connecting bridge between India's dynamic content creators with the international film community. And that is the end of this news bulletin.